State lawmakers ended this year's 60-day legislative session by passing a record $77.1 billion budget, along with laws that deal with everything from immigrant tuition to medical marijuana. We'll take a look at what lawmakers did and did not do this year, this afternoon on Florida Matters. Our panel includes Republican Senator Jack Latvala, Democratic Representative Mark Danish, and Tampa Tribune senior political writer William March. Among the topics we covered was guns. The so-called warning shot bill allows someone who feels threatened to fire a warning shot to scare away a would-be attacker and not risk going to prison. It would also wipe the record clean of anyone tried and acquitted of a stand-your-ground offense. Mark Danish says lawmakers could have done more regarding stand-your-ground.
Well, that was a one, so to speak, shot at it that we were going to get, so we took advantage of that one for the most part, but a lot of people didn't feel it went far enough, that we should have addressed some of the other issues to fix up Stand Your Ground and try to get some push on that, that you couldn't just, you know, for any reason. And then one of the things that a lot of us talk about is that you could have someone committing a crime, running a drug house, and someone breaks in to rob them, they shoot the person and they can say, well, I have to stand my ground, and then you're having someone who's committing a felony, being able to use Stand Your Ground. And that was one of the things I was trying to get is, if you're committing a felony while you're standing your ground, that it shouldn't hold up. And there was no movement on that. They decided right from the beginning that they would not change a single thing and Stand Your Ground. So we got something accomplished, which wasn't really a great deal, because the warning shot has its own issues. You know, where does that bullet go? And it could be just as much of a danger. But it did serve certain situations, but hopefully next year we'll get another bite at the apple at that.
Senator Latvala, NRA lobbyist Marion Hammer said that the Florida Sheriff's Association had, in her words, declared war on the Second Amendment by opposing a law that would allow legal gun owners to carry concealed weapons after disasters, even if they did not have permits. Critics called it the Bring Your Gun to a Riot bill. You added an amendment that would put limits on how long a person could pack heat after, you know, that emergency, after a storm or whatever. Senator Brandis of Pinellas County yanked the bill after that. Was that your intention to get Brandis to just withdraw that bill altogether?
No, it wasn't my intention. My intention is to do reasonable, sensible legislation. The way that bill was filed and the way it came to us on the floor was differently. For instance, when it was filed, it only applied to an evacuation in a hurricane situation. It got changed in the process to also apply to a civil emergency, which is basically a riot. So we would have a situation where you would not have concealed weapons permits with the screening that goes along with that. You could have a gun on the seat of your car right within your reach of your hand. And you could be in a riot zone or riot situation. A cop could stop you, and there wasn't anything they could do about it. I thought that was dangerous to our law enforcement. It was dangerous to the people that I represent. Now, we stripped that off in the Senate in committee before it got to the floor. They wanted to try to substitute that back in. I beat that back.
I think everyone is relieved that kids are now allowed to brandish Pop-Tarts in school. The Pop-Tart bill, what it was called, of course, and I think it also allows kids to use their finger to go bang, bang. The not much resistance to those laws, Mark Danish.
Right, but I'll tell you, it's something I haven't seen very much in happening in Florida, that it's an issue. It was really a bill that was filling a need that really I don't think is really there for us to deal with. It's some make-sense things that, you know, it's just kids being kids, but how far does it go? It's going to be up for interpretation. It kind of concerns me. And just going back to before, I think Senator Latvala made good sense. That amendment that he put on that bill made good sense and actually made the bill a decent bill. And I was sorry to see that because of it, they pulled it when it was a good issue that needed to be taken care of. The guns needed to be put away at a certain point.
Democratic Representative Mark Danish and Republican Senator Jack Latvala hear what they had to say about a wide range of laws that passed and failed during this year's legislative session on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.